This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Well, hello there, friends. It is, of course, 7:04 and a Monday evening, so that, of course, means that it's time for Generation Next. Big thanks to Alistair for those important news updates. Tonight, you're joined by Dylan and Nelson. Nel, how are you going, buddy?
I'm doing really well. I know there's big parties up in Sydney today, but boy, we are in this studio tonight, so this is where the biggest party in the country is. Yeah. Isn't that right, Dylan?
Absolutely. And if you are listening to Star Observer Digital, you should send us a message and let us know what you're doing in Sydney. Or if you're on Joy, let us know as well on 0427 Joy 949 or shoot us an email on onair@joy.org.au because we love to hear about your salacious weekends.
Salacious. Mm. We like your big vocabularies. That's what does it for us. You're Generation Next.
That's so true. It's the word porn. All about the word porn.
Anything that you can tack porn onto really is marketable, isn't it, Dylan?
Well, sometimes it's just good. It's just like even like Christmas or any kind of event. Like in the club I work at, it was like around Christmas time. It was like doing a Christmas line. Would you like a Christmas drink? It's just like it's just a regular. It's just Christmas attached.
You are so racially insensitive. Some people don't have Christmas, Dylan.
Well, I'm an atheist, so Christmas is kind of like Valentine's Day or any of those ones. You know?
No, I'm a Jew who does Christmas. It's the best. I take advantage of everything that I can. I'm really a man of the world. Mm. So says my university degree, which I have started today.
Ooh, big news for Nelson.
Sound effects, yeah. Yes, I will be the General Secretary of the UN in 20 years time. Keep an ear to the ground. It's me coming.
You could be running the world in those 20 years. What would you do? Like, honestly, what would you do if you had like a key to Earth?
Oh my God. I think I would look. There are going to be lots of social issues forever. I think the first thing I would do would be update infrastructure everywhere that I could.
Wow, that's actually a really positive thing. I would do something probably deplorable.
No. Well, look, if people have gone this far without pushing the big red button to deploy all the bombs, then I'm sure you could do the same, Dylan.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm a big advocate of good public transport, and I would like everyone to be fit and healthy and take, you know, transport together.
I like that because where I've just moved to, there is no good. There's not a lot of public transport that is good. I mean, it's awful. Awful.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, and as you know, I hope you can put that into your vault and take that pearl of feedback for when you are running the UN.
You've made your bed, now you must lie in it. You're living in the burbs and
I hate it.
You know, as the Arcade Fire has written about, it chronicles the sad stories of the living in the sprawl with dead shopping malls.
Yeah, yes. Well, we have a shopping mall that's like underground. It's like Cuthrapeedy.
What?
Yeah.
Cooper Pitty?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm from the East Coast.
You could have had a pun there and you missed it.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
What pun would you have used
I'm just trying
in my
to
shoes?
Shoeper Pitty?
Shopper Pitty?
Is it a Shopper Pitty? I don't know what's up for Shopper Pitty.
But it's weird because it's like everything is underground and there's like these high rises and all these like cafes and restaurants and then the shopping center is like under the earth. It's like the land of the mole people, which works well when I look at some of my neighbours.
That's why they invited you to live there, right? Your special invitation.
Yeah, well, I think that the special invitation is maybe what the state of Victoria might define it as. Now, what's happening on tonight's show, Nelson?
Oh my God, Dylan. It's going to be a heavy one, but it's going to be a rewarding one, I believe. We're talking to Christy Roberts. She's written a novel called Unbreakable, which is basically about body image in high school and how people deal with that.
Yeah, if you have read this book or you've heard of the book, we'd love to hear from you and your take on it. 0427 Joy 949 or shoot us an email on onair@joy.org.au. Anything else happening tonight?
Oh, Dylan, there is more after that. We are on the ball tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We will be talking to Oscar, I'm just trying to, I'm toying with how to pronounce his name. Oscar Yilde?
Oh, good man, Oscar.
Good man, yeah, yes. Good Oscar.
Old mate.
Old mate, Oscar Yilde. And he is the CEO of Bullying Zero Australia Foundation.
Which is a really, really great organisation. And I'm really looking forward to these chats.
No.
And it is going to be a heavy show. We are talking about some serious issues such as suicide and depression. So if you feel like you need to have a bit of a chat or if you're in need, please call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard on 9663 2939. But, my chumly friends, we have more of Generation Next coming up right after this.
Whatever your tastes, you'll find it weeknights. On Joy 94.9, something for everybody.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.